It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. This weekend in Des Moines, teams of filmmakers will compete to make the best film possible in 48 hours. We'll talk about the Des Moines 48-hour film project later this hour as they celebrate 10 years. But first, another event that's celebrating its very first year. With me now is Felicia Coe. She's an aerial artist and creator of the National Aerial Expo and Competition, the nation's first amateur aerial competition, which will be at the Science Center in Des Moines this weekend. Hello, Felicia.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Now, for people who don't know, can you describe what aerial arts are? What are we talking about?
The thing that really makes people understand what it is Cirque du Soleil, the people who hang from fabrics and hoops and trapeze and do all kinds of cool acrobatics. In a nutshell, that's what aerial is.
Okay. And so the kind of aerial arts that you teach a number of classes in aerial arts. These things got started because people went to Cirque du Soleil and said, ooh, maybe I could do that at home?
Yeah, basically people see it. I mean, it's becoming more mainstream. You see it on all kinds of TV shows. You know, The Voice has aerial people flying around behind their singers now. And people just see it everywhere. Pink's doing it when she sings at the Grammys. And most people think, oh, that's something cool, I'd like to try it. But people don't realize it's actually attainable now, and it's something they can try.
How did you get started?
I lived in Salt Lake City with my husband. I'm from Des Moines, but we relocated there. And I just heard an ad on the radio for a local studio that was opening and walked into a class on a whim, just thought I'd try it out and I'd never go back, and was instantly hooked, started training 5-6 days a week, and never looked back.
What kinds of stuff got you hooked in the first place? What were some of the first things that you were able to do that made you think, ooh, I want to do a lot more of this?
Lifting my body weight off. I mean, it was in no kind of physical great condition. I was actually very much out of shape. I didn't do any sort of activities. And after a couple classes of not doing well but having a ton of fun, I suddenly was able to lift my body weight up off the ground, and I didn't realize how much work I was actually putting into it until that moment, and I realized I was improving. And from there on, I knew this was something I loved, and I was actually progressing, and it was something I could do if I put my heart into it.
Now, for people who want to try this out and get started, when you teach a class, what kind of equipment do they have available to them?
The biggest thing I use when I'm starting with beginners is what we call an aerial hammock, and it's a piece of fabric folded in half at the top, and so it creates, like you can imagine, a hammock at the bottom. And that helps you to build a relationship with the fabric, understand it carrying your weight, what's holding you, really start to trust the fabric, and get used to being upside down.
So, okay, and that's just suspended from the ceiling. It's not spread out like a hammock, right?
No.
It's just hanging.
It's suspended from the ceiling. The ones I use most of the time are about 9 feet off the ground.
All right. And then as people progress from this hammock, what do they do?
Hammock is a beautiful art in itself, so we continue to build onto that and do use it for stretching, conditioning, as well as performance pieces. But then we graduate on to more of what we call aerial silks, or you might hear it called aerial tissue, which is a long piece of fabric folded in half where you have two tails at the bottom. And that's hits the floor and goes all the way up from anywhere from, you know, 15 feet up to 30 feet. And you learn to climb, invert, tie yourself up. That's where all the kind of big crazy drops go. That's the biggest piece of the biggest apparatus that we really focus on. But we also do other ones like aerial hoop, aerial rope, anything you can hang from the ceiling, you can pretty much turn into an aerial piece.
All right. And I've heard that you are not particularly comfortable with heights.
No, I'm not. I would much rather climb to the top of a 20-foot fabric than climb to the top of a 20-foot ladder. It's not my thing.
How does that make sense? How did you even, somebody who doesn't like heights, how did you even start doing this?
I started doing it very low. Then as I got comfortable, I trusted myself and my strength and my skills to the fabric and knew that I could do these things. I could go upside down. I knew exactly what I was doing. I'd done it on the ground a million times. I slowly creeped higher and higher. And now it's just like anything else. It's kind of a muscle memory. It's a second nature. So I feel much more secure climbing up and inverting and tying myself securely to the fabric than I do standing on top of a ladder or truss or anything.
Now, you mentioned what a great workout this is. Is there anything else that you can compare it to?
Well, I haven't done much else, to be honest. I've dabbled in a couple things, but nothing has ever been as fun to me. I'm not a dancer by heart. I love to dance in the air, but you put me on the ground and I'm kind of a klutz. So I've never found anything else that I've loved that I stick to that I could probably get a fair comparison to.
Okay. Well, in watching some of the videos, I mean, it looks like you have to hold your body in so many different ways. I mean, you're really using a lot of muscles and you're holding your body weight in a lot of different ways with your legs or with your torso as you're extending into the air. I mean, it looks like it's an extremely challenging core workout.
It absolutely is. There's different moves you hang from just your wrist, maybe just your neck, just an ankle. There's all kinds of different things. So we build up every single different part of the body. Your arms are probably the biggest thing the aerialists noticed, and their back. You use a lot of arms and back to climb up and to hold yourself steady in the fabric. Once you get to inverting, that's all core. That's deep, low abs, which are so hard to get. Controlling that movement up and also controlling it down so you're not just flopping around. And then a little bit of legs. Legs aren't as strong an aerialist, but you do dabble in them by pushing yourself, climbing up the fabric. You're using your legs, tying yourself and hanging from your legs definitely takes a lot of strength. And when you use different apparatuses that are harder, like the hoop, your legs come into play a lot more to push against the apparatus.
So this was popular in Utah. You came back to Iowa. Did you look around to see if anybody else was doing this?
I did. I looked around and no one in the entire state was teaching this. There was nowhere to go. I could go over to Chicago or down to Kansas City, but there was nowhere in Des Moines or in the entire state of Iowa where I could continue training. So I continued training on my own, and then I kind of...
Okay, continue training on your own. How do you do this on your own? I mean, my ceilings are not high enough.
Nope. I would go to a studio, TGR Fitness, in Ankeny hosted me, and I kind of talked to them about what I was doing. And the owner, Amber, let me rig up my silks there, and I was able to continue training there. It didn't take long for the people. It's a women's only fitness facility, so it didn't take long for them to see what I had going on and for a lot of the women to want to be a part of it.
So now you teach classes there. You also teach at the Des Moines Social Club. There are a couple other people also in Iowa now teaching aerial arts?
Yep. Amber, who owns TGR Fitness, also teaches. She is kind of really gravitated to the aerial hoop. That's her focus and really her strong point. And so she teaches aerial hoop, or you also hear it called Lyra, out of TGR Fitness. Laura Ernst is another local aerialist who trained elsewhere and calls Iowa home now. And she trains in mostly fabric, aerial silks. She teaches at TGR Fitness as well. And she also teaches at the Des Moines Social Club.
All right.
So now there's three of us.
Outside of Des Moines and Ankeny, do you know of anybody else in the state?
Not yet. It's a matter of time, though. I can only imagine it's growing. But as far as I know now, we're still the only three.
And are your classes in demand? Do you find a lot of people who want to give this a try?
Yeah, a lot of people. Once they find out about us, they, you know, say the same thing. Oh, I've seen Pink do that at the Grammys, or I've seen this at a Cirque show, and always thought it'd be cool. So they come in and try it out. Some people, you know, don't stick with it. They just kind of dabble because it's a lot of fun. We offer aerial parties. So some people just come and kind of use it as a celebration for a birthday or a bachelorette party or something. And other people just are kind of like me, and they're hooked on it, and they use it continuously either as an expression of art for them, an expression of their feelings, just an extracurricular activity, or maybe some people just use it to keep fit.
Are there dangers? I mean, you mentioned not really liking heights, and the idea of doing tricks up high off the floor seems a little frightening to me. So what are the risks?
Absolutely. Just like anything else you do, there are absolutely risks. You're high up in the air. You're holding on to an apparatus, trusting your own body strength. And it really comes down to proper coaching and instruction. You're seeing a lot of this in other aspects of other fitness things. For instance, CrossFit has a lot of this going on right now where there are high injury rates. And there's a lot of pushback on the other side where people are saying, you know, if we have the right coaches and the right instruction, we are not high injury rate. But it's those few and far in between that are causing it to appear like there's a high injury rate. Same thing with aerial. You have to have the right instructor, the right instruction. You start everything low to the ground. You get the students comfortable with what they're doing, make sure that they understand what they're doing, that they have a good body awareness, and you don't move them up until they're ready. Everybody progresses and learns at different levels, so some it might take them a year or two before they're able to climb to the top of a fabric and invert. Others, it might be a couple months. They might have been gymnastics by trait and walked in and they just took this up instantly and it was natural for them.
Do you use any safety equipment?
We use crash mats. Yep, we use them. We have, you know, padded as like tumbling mats for a basic soft foundation, and then we use bigger industrial crash mats. Which that term sounds a little aggressive, I guess, just to be safe, you know. So if they do fall, they're falling onto 8-10 inches of padding rather than, you know, a hard ground. But we have a pretty low, we have a very low incident rate as far as falling goes. Like I said, I'm scared of heights by nature. So I also get very nervous watching my students go higher, especially when it's their first or second time. So I keep them pretty darn low. So if they do fall, they're falling a foot and they're hurting their pride and nothing else.
So I want to talk to you. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. And I want to talk more about the expo that you're putting together. But what gave you the idea for creating a national aerial expo and competition?
Well, there's nothing like it out there, and my students are mostly, you know, they have careers, they have families. They're not looking to do this to run off into the circus, but they want somewhere where they can show off what they've done, something to strive for, and that just wasn't out there. So I wanted to create a place where they could, you know, compete if their heart was in a competition, or they could perform if they wanted to perform without trying to run their own performance business.
So, all right, and we'll find out more about what to expect at the expo this weekend in just a moment. I'm talking with Felicia Coe. She's an aerial artist and creator of the National Aerial Expo and Competition, which will be taking place this weekend at the Science Center in Des Moines. In a little while, we'll also talk about the 48-hour film project also happening this weekend in Des Moines. This is Talk of Iowa.
He floats through the air with the greatest of ease, this daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love was stolen away. I wept and I whimpered, I simpered for weeks, while she spent her time with the circus's freaks. The tears were like hailstones that rolled down my cheeks. Alas, and alack, and Alaska. I went to this fellow, the blackguard, and said, I'll see that you get your dessert.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about a couple of big events coming up in the Des Moines area this weekend. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the Des Moines 48-Hour Film Project, celebrating its 10th year this year. And with me right now is Felicia Coe. She is an aerial artist and creator of the National Aerial Expo and Competition. This is the nation's first amateur aerial competition. It will be taking place at the Science Center in Des Moines this weekend. And Felicia, just before the break, we were talking about how you wanted to create a venue for your students in the aerial arts to perform and even compete. So were you thinking about something smaller? Have you done smaller things in the past? I mean, it's surprising to start with a national expo.
Yeah, it's it's been a big challenge, to say the least. The idea actually did start pretty small with the thought of it growing into something bigger. But as people kind of got wind about it, they had more ideas of what they wanted it to be. They wanted more than just a competition, because some people just don't want to compete, so they wanted to just perform. Then the idea of it being a continued education opportunity where we can continue taking workshops from people who we don't usually get to here in the Midwest. And then we want to watch shows, so how are we going to include all this? So the more hands it kind of got put into the pot, the idea grew, and it just grew and grew and grew, and now it's this huge weekend event. By far the biggest event that I've ever produced, but I'm really excited about it.
So how far away are people coming from? I mean, it is the National Aerial Expo, so has word spread all around the country?
It has. Most of the competitors are here in the Midwest. However, we are bringing people in from LA, from Las Vegas, from Texas, all over, that are coming in to teach the master level workshops, as well as judging the competition. And then we have some stragglers coming in from further out of the Midwest that are coming to participate. But right now it's pretty Midwest heavy.
And what will the competition be like?
It'll be amazing. It's
but give me an idea of what the setup is. I mean, what kinds of skills, or is it like a routine that people will be performing?
Yep. We're going to have four different divisions. We have 15 competitors from Iowa and all across the Midwest. And there are two apparatuses. One is a lyra category, which is the aerial hoop, and one is silks, which is the aerial fabric. And within each of those, there's a beginner and an intermediate division. All of them have different requirements, things you have to do and things you cannot do as an amateur. And each of the competitors are going to do a routine that's anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5 minutes long. They get to pick their music, they get to choreograph, they get to do it all. And they're going to perform on stage in front of the whole audience, the whole expo, as well as the four master judges who will be ultimately crowning each of them or each of the divisions a winner.
And are these competitions based on other smaller competitions that have been held in the past? Or do these judges have to make up their judging system on the spot, do it for the first time?
We'll provide them with a judging system and kind of an outline. All of these people have experience judging other competitions or other events in some way or another, so they're not new to this. But the neat thing is they each have different styles and different perspectives. So one judge may really like the strength aspect of it, and so they're going to score people who are stronger a little bit higher. Someone else may really like the flexibility, so they're going to score people with high levels of flexibility a little bit higher. So you're going to get a little bit of discrepancy between the judges, but the balance is what's going to, you know, the average between all of them is really going to determine the winner.
So you mentioned people coming in to teach the master workshops. Will there also be opportunities for people who have not taken classes before to give this a try?
Yes, we have two levels of classes. Well, I guess three. We have the master workshops, which are geared towards people who have experience with aerial. We also have novice workshops, and those are anywhere from people who have a little bit of experience to people who have absolutely none, who have never touched anything in their life. So we have a lot of introductory classes on silks and on the hoop, and a lot of ground level classes too, because a lot of those skills transfer over well into aerial. So we have other workshops like break dancing and acro balance and adult tumbling, contortion, all kinds of things.
Do you have a lot of people already signed up, or are you expecting people to show up?
Both. We have a lot of people who have signed up. You can pre-register online, but we're also accepting people at the door. I know a lot of people who are competing and performing have said to me personally, just, well, I don't know if I'm going to take that out. Let me see how I feel the day of, making sure their body's not too beat up from the workshops they've already registered for. So I know we're going to get a lot of people walking in and registering the day of.
And this is going to be on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And at the Des Moines Science Center, was it hard to find a place to do this?
Oh, yes. I was just talking to some of the guys from the 48-Hour Project here about that, actually. Even if we find a venue that can physically hold us and allow us to literally hang from their ceilings and rig there, there's still a lot of unsure people behind there who don't know what we're doing. And as soon as I say, I'd like to come in and hang people from your ceiling so they can dance, they're like, well, I don't think so. So we're hoping events like this and building up a reputation that we know what we're doing, that we're, you know, smart and we're safe, people will start to be more open to the idea of letting us come into their venues and do shows and performances and different events. It's always been a struggle for the aerial industry here, the short time it's been in Iowa, to find those venues. So,
all right. So the Des Moines Science Center has a nice, strong ceiling.
They have nice 30-foot high. We're really excited about the height and the wide open spaces. We're stoked.
All right. And will you be performing?
I will not be performing. I'm going to sit back. I'm not performing. I'm not doing any instruction this weekend. I'm going to be behind the scenes, kind of hoping everything goes smooth and producing the event.
And for those of us who keep our feet firmly planted on the ground, what is the feeling that you get when you're up there on the silks dancing or doing a performance? What keeps you coming back?
It feels, the best way I can describe it is you kind of get to tap back into being a kid again when you're climbing on the monkey bars and all over the playground and you're going upside down and hanging from your knees and hanging from your hands. That's kind of what it is again. As an adult, you don't really get to do those kinds of things without people maybe staring at you funny at the park. So this is a chance to do it again. It's a ton of fun. It's exciting. It's a huge adrenaline rush if you're into that sort of thing. When you get up to go high, it's your heart's racing. Your hands are slightly sweaty, but you have firm grip on them, so you're firmly in place. And then if you're on the ground, you get to just kind of swing around and fly back and forth, and it's a ton of fun.
You know, a lot of us don't do those things anymore because we're also aware of our own mortality or perhaps of the mortality of our knees, for example. I mean, is the fact that the fabric is soft and once you learn the skills, does it give you a kind of freedom that you couldn't have on the ground or on a playground?
Absolutely. Very low, low to no impact activity. So you're up on the ground and you're weightless, which is really cool feeling to be able to kind of just float like that. For people who are a little skeptical or don't know what to expect, I really encourage to try an aerial yoga or an aerial hammock class to start off, because it's very slow moving, very calm, smooth transitions, and it really helps ease you in. And some people may stay there. They don't want to go do anything else, but it gets them off the ground and it gets them trying it, but they're a foot off the ground rather than 15 or 30 feet off the ground.
All right. Well, Felicia, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And best of luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Felicia Coe is an aerial artist and creator of the National Aerial Expo and Competition. This is the nation's first amateur aerial competition, and it will be taking place along with a lot of workshops and performances at the Science Center in Des Moines this weekend, starting on Friday and going through Saturday and Sunday.